Hey Dan, I have reviewed your Module 3 learning activities, the draft of your learning activities assignment, and I'm going to give you feedback on that assignment in this audio podcast. Overall, I think you've done a pretty good job of documenting the different types of activities that you're going to be having your students do. There's consistency and structure and logic. I can see how you are making your learning in this course visible in the learning activities of your course. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you transfer this into more detail into your course shell. Overall, one of the things I just want to point out to you is that as you make that transfer, that you pay close attention to how you label and title your sections of your module and your the actual documents and the instructions and the activities and so forth, and give them as much attention as I asked you to give the module titles. It's really important in an online course to use everything that you can to your advantage, and the titles of things certainly provide an opportunity for you to for you to provide advanced organizers for the students, so that at a glance level they can tell, they can glean instructional value from how you title the documents. And it could be, in terms of context, or it could be if you add some additional information, the dates or the weeks or the due dates or whatever. So just keep that in mind as you begin to transfer your information from this assignment into your shell. So I'm going to go through module by module and give you some feedback and some questions and suggestions as I go through the module. So I can see that you're going to do some ice-breaking activities in your first module. I wouldn't call them ice-breaking activities. I would say, we're going to get to know each other, and you're going to familiarize yourself with the course and get to know your other classmates, and just leave the word icebreaker out. It's just I don't know, redundant and I think not necessary. So I see that you're going to have the students review the materials. They're going to complete a scavenger hunt, which I think is really cool. They're going to do a profile. I think you mean like a personal profile, not a course profile, or it's a their personal profile for your course. That's a little confusing. They're going to post their intro in the discussion. Now, it's hard for me to really tell what that activity is like without instructions, without a title for the discussion, and without your discussion prompting questions. So I don't know. Are you saying post a short bio of yourself and talk about what you already know about music or what you want to know in this class? So without that info, it's hard to give you feedback, but I would suggest that you provide some guiding questions, and that you think about making discussion in your course an authentic activity. And it's one of the things that I want to talk to you about, and one of the things that I noticed as I reviewed your assignment is that many, if not most, of your discussion questions are really not discussion questions and are more written assignments or short essays, and are not likely to produce a significant amount of authentic interaction as a result. Of course, if you have a rubric and you say you have to, then they will be forced to find something to say to each of their classmates. But it's going to be, not as authentic an activity, not something that will truly engage them and and will, in the content, in digging deeper into the content, into putting, you know, their own thoughts and the context and the information that you're presenting, and constructing, you know, new opinions or new ideas or new knowledge about it. So I just want to call that to your attention, and I'll talk more about it as I go through each module. They're going to do some more readings, and they're going to watch a video. So you have on and off line assignments there, documented steps 1 through 7, which I guess is what you're referring to under content presentation. So I see 7 things in that area, and then I only see 3 things in your evaluation area. And so, you know, I think I've said this elsewhere in the course, it's really important that you think about the design of your course as following a formula. Every single thing that you have them do needs to have some kind of an activity. Well, you start with your course objectives. You break that down into module level objectives. You break that down into the learning activities that address each of the learning objectives that you've identified. And then each of those learning objectives has to have a companion mechanism for feedback, evaluation, or assessment. So for example, in the readings and in the videos that you have them watch, how are you going to assess whether or not they did them and what they got out of them? So unless you're incorporating that somehow into the discussion, which in module 1 I don't see how that is, since you're simply talking about introductions, then you're missing something here. So I would suggest that you think about different ways that students can be assessed based on the activities that you're creating for them. One thing that I might recommend would be that you create some self-grading self-tests on readings and videos. You don't have to do it in everyone. I mean, there's other alternatives that you could use, but certainly you could use a self-test to help the students to highlight for them the main points of the readings or the video and have them self-check to see how they did in terms of their understanding. And you could make it so that they could take it more than once. And it should not have a very high number of points or percentage. It should be low stakes and something that's simply used for them to self-check. In module 2, I would remind you to spell check. I saw a couple of typos throughout in your module at a glance, and lightning is misspelled. In this module, again, you're having them read, watch videos. They have a discussion during the period of the Enlightenment. How was music affected by the Age of Reason? I'm going to defer to you in terms of whether or not you think that has some element that will result in some lively interaction. I don't really know much about the Baroque period. But I would suggest that you think about Bloom's taxonomy and go through the different levels and see if your question really is getting at those higher order critical thinking skills. Just think about that as you refine your discussion questions. Now you have a module quiz, and I'm, you know, without some additional information, I'm not really sure, and I can't remember how much how much you weight the quizzes, and maybe that you are using this quiz to have them self-check on their reading assignments, and if so, that's fantastic and that's good. I can't remember if that's what you're doing, and so I'm just making sure that you think about that, or that you take that into account as you move further in the design. Again, in terms of evaluation, you want to make sure that you're covering every activity. And so maybe, you know, you might want to collapse. You know, what I want to see is the same number of activities as mechanisms for evaluation. And so if the quiz is covering reading and video, then collapse those into one item with subsections, and then that will be covered by the module quiz. So just keep that in mind. From Haydn to Mozart, again, you're having them read, watch videos. There's an optional video. You know, I would recommend that you eliminate anything that's optional. If it's optional, why would they do it? So my really strong recommendation is don't have anything in your course that you don't actually want them to do, or that you're not expecting them to do, and that you're not going to assess them and give them some feedback on that has no value. Something that has no value is not going to be valued. And so unless you have that one outlier student who's like really, you know, the eager beaver, and wants to do something simply for enrichment, it's kind of, you know, it's pointless. So I would say if that's a good video, make them watch it, and then, you know, have some mechanism to have them demonstrate their learning that they made as a result of watching that video. And if not, you know, get rid of it. Your discussion question here is, why is Haydn considered one of the most prolific and prominent, I don't know, what, composers of the classical period? And that's not a discussion question. That's a short answer or short essay question. And, you know, the answer to that is that Haydn was an Austrian composer, one of the most prolific and prominent composers of the classical period. He wrote 107 symphonies in total, as well as 83 string quartets, 45 piano trios, 62 piano sonatas, 14 masses, and 26 operas, amongst countless other scores. Period. That I found that in doing a very quick Google search, and then that's it. Every student will pretty much copy and paste that in, and there's nothing for them to discuss. It's a straight up answer. He was prolific because he wrote a lot, and prominent because he was well known. He was from a famous family, and he knew, you know, other famous composers, and so there's nothing for them to actually discuss, authentically discuss. So you need to think about, I mean, my recommendation is that you think about the learning objectives that you have for this particular module, and then you think about your discussion and how you can assist in achieving that learning objective with some kind of a question that forces the student to either, you know, engage in the content, which means to research something, or it's some kind of a provocative question that asks them to apply their understanding of what they've learned as a result of the readings or whatever into constructing some new opinion about something, or adding some sort of new insight into something. So, you know, you really need to work on your discussions and make sure that they are, you know, something that is going to authentically engage, result in the students engaging in an authentic interaction and authentic discussion. You have two discussions in this module. How did the events that transpired throughout Mozart's life affect his compositions? Again, that's a you know, written assignment. It's not a discussion. And it's going to be a solitary thing. They're going to look it up and write it down. And, you know, there's tons of biographical information out there on the internet, and it's going to be pretty straightforward. All right, module 4, all about Beethoven. Again, you have them read. They're going to look at a blog, they're going to watch some videos, and then they're going to discuss the differences in the three periods of Beethoven's life that surround his path towards deafness. So this is a little bit more open-ended, but again, I would point to trying to find the learning of, trying to identify the learning objectives for your module, and then, designing the discussion, like backwards designing the discussion or the interaction based on, an activity that will help the students achieve that particular understanding. One of the questions that I think about, if I were a student thinking about this class, I would want to think about, why is it important to study Beethoven today? Like, what relevance does Beethoven have to my current life? Question mark. And then, you can then facilitate that discussion to guide it for them to understand the influences of classical music on culture, society, bring in politics, bring in the influences that are still visible today. Honestly, I don't really know much about this or much about music, but I guess my point is I'm trying to help you think about how you might frame questions that will force the students to explore the concepts, the theories, the approaches, the periods, and grapple with that, and then articulate something that allows them to make their thinking and their learning visible to you as a result of that articulation and that engagement and interaction with their classmates. So keep that in mind. You have in Module 5, Music of the 19th Century. Again, they read, they watch a video. They're going to discuss the changes that you see in Western music in reference to the Romantic era. That describe the changes we see in Western music in reference to the Romantic era is not a discussion question. That is an essay or written assignment, straight up. So again, what is your question? What is it that you want them to grapple with, to think about, to explore, to discuss, and come up with a question that will get at whatever the objective is for this particular module? In Module 6, we've got Times Are a-Changin'. They're going to read, they're going to watch some videos. You're asking them again to describe the significant changes in musical styles. Again, not a discussion question. You really need to work on that. In Module 7, let's wrap. very cute. You have your course wrap-up module. They're going to complete a 3 to 5 page paper. So I'm wondering why they have to do a paper and what that paper is on. I see. They're going to choose a topic that interests them, which I love. I absolutely love that you're giving them choice. They can pick a time period or a musical period that they are particularly interested in. That's fabulous. What I would recommend is that you also give them choices in how they demonstrate their learning and understanding about that particular time period to you. Instead of, forcing a 3 to 5 page paper on everyone, give them a couple of options. Say that they could, create a collage or create some sort of presentation, maybe with voice overlay, or creatively use a voice thread to demonstrate, what if they are animators? They could use, there's some really cool tools out there that allow you to easily create animations. What if they're comics and they can do some kind of a not skit, but some kind of a I guess I'm thinking skit about it. There's as many creative ways for the students to be able to demonstrate their learning and understanding as there are students, and it gives them the opportunity to not only explore a topic of their interest, but also a skill or a talent that they may also have. Now, of course, you can say you could do a three to five page paper, or, use some, mechanism of your choice and then give them a few examples. And give them some parameters about it. It has to be, cover certain amounts of things and be in depth enough and all of that stuff. You can, in the instructions, make sure that you get enough from someone. But then you're giving them the opportunity to demonstrate their thinking and their learning to you in a way that is most relevant to them and that showcases their skills and interests. So something that's missing is your class community area. You need an area that where you can post a bulletin board for your announcements, where you can have a suggestion box, where you have a place where students can socially interact outside the context of your discussions. And so I would recommend that you add your class community area as a module, and you may already intend to do that and just not have had it represented here. Also interested to know if you're going to be using rubrics and what those are, and be interested in your instructional documents and instructional cues. Again, I said what I said about your titles and how you label things, also very important. If you're going to have an ask a question area or a talk with the professor area, you want to make sure that students know and understand that you're accessible, and those things can be easily incorporated into, other consistent elements in your course. And they could just be in the class community area, or you could seed some of them throughout. Like the ask a question area could be module by module, or you could just have it in the class community area. That could be up to you. All right, Dan, you've done a great job so far on outlining the activities of your course. I'm really looking forward to seeing how you incorporate my feedback into the layout and design of your activities in your course shell, and you've done a great job so far.